lights on a week in my dome, the Sunset Boulevard west of La Brea, and it makes a difference. King Kong, Bogart, Harlow, Karloff's, Frankenstein, whiskey, a go-go, London fog and Pandora's box, and some old boy slouched in Ben Franklin's coffee shop before dreaming up the Tiffany Theater. It's a head flick, panorama. Frank Zappa's 200 motels ties in with my lack of authentic ground. What gets forbidden when what you really need to be is stoned to appreciate a life? I think of her as a callback theme, coming in costume like it's theme night, featuring a double feature Jovic taxi driver. Who did she fake herself as? Susan Sandin, obviously. She fucked after midnight in an anguished attempt to pay attention. She's like a murderer's dark secret, a sense of purpose and righteousness canceled out by blowhards and the cultured man's guilt. In some frames, the father executes the daughter, and that's harsh and ugly. When she enters any room, it's as a force of nature or nothing. She won't say fucked up things and will crack up like she's mimicking Norman. Wexler's dialogue in the 70s is alleviating the superior repulsion she's feeling. What is funny is whatever gets crossed in the storm. There are certain scenes when bad shit happens, and all you can afterwards is ask a bystander what they saw, and then ask what were they sad? To which these would always insist, oh man, they were very sad. All guys are just gorillas in suits, and the way to be with them is naked. I suppose what I thought back then was how glad I was that I could tag along. Of course it got serious later, it was always night or a bar or time with doubles. You seem to care about movies more than talking Candace Bergen into sex, but only that once. I'm like an iconic freeze frame ending that is too obscure to be understood. What it means in me is what it means in Butch Cassidy, moron. I've been